This is JIS News. Coming up, no change to tuition grant and auxiliary fee structure for new academic year. JUTC launches Google Transit technology application and Youth Ministry to host Money Talk Youth Forum. The news in detail after this message.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. The Minister of Education is advising parents that no changes have been made to the auxiliary fee structure for the upcoming school year. Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean says school administrators have been informed that internal tuition grants and auxiliary fee structures for the 2015-2016 academic year should remain the same as last year. Any increases in tuition or auxiliary fees must be authorized by the Minister's regional directors. Parents are therefore being urged to verify fee increases with the regional offices. Dr. McLean adds that school administrators are not to add the cost of miscellaneous school supplies to the cost of auxiliary fees for students.
Charges for goods such as physical education gear, epaulettes, badges, lab coats, and services should not be included on the vouchers for auxiliary fees. Parents must be allowed the option of obtaining these goods from other sources that are competitive.
The chief education officer was speaking in a JIS think tank session on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Minister of Education will begin phase two of the national standards curriculum in 49 schools across the island in the upcoming academic year. The first phase of the pilot started last year in selected schools at the grades 1 to 9 level. It is expected that there will be a full rollout of the program in the 2016-2017 school year. Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean says the new curriculum promotes critical thinking and the use of analytical skills for students to be able to apply lessons taught to real-life situations. It is also based on the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM approach to teaching.
The world has moved away from mass generalization to mass customization, which simply means that whatever we're teaching in our schools, it must be structured in a way where the students can see their way through the individual areas that are being covered.
Dr. McLean was speaking in a JIS think tank session on Tuesday. Jamaica has become the first Caribbean country to provide ground transportation information to commuters using the Google Transit technology application. This means that commuters across the world are now able to access the Jamaica Urban Transit Company's JUTC bus routes, schedule, and fare information via their computers, smartphones, and tablets. The application is a joint initiative between the JUTC and the University of the West Indies UWI Mona. Developed by third-year UWI student Oswald Smith, the application can be accessed through the Google Maps platform. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, says its introduction will generate positive changes in the operations of the JUTC.
It is no secret that individuals have complained about the inefficiencies that plague the company, one of which being the unreliable schedule of buses on various routes. The implementation of Google Transit will assist in correcting this issue and many others.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy. And the Youth Minister will be hosting a special forum aimed at fostering greater participation and inclusion of Jamaican youth in matters pertaining to the economy and the role they play in sustainable development. The event, dubbed Money Talk Hackathon, will be held on Wednesday, August 26th at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in New Kingston at 6 p.m. Speaking with JIS News on Tuesday, Youth Minister Lisa Hanna said the forum will give young people a better understanding of some of the mechanisms the government, particularly the finance ministry, has put in place for their benefit.
They sometimes hear about the economic program, the IMF, etc., but they're not clear on how it redounds to their best interest and some of their revolutionary changes that have been made to actually assist them. And so this is a way to give them an opportunity to interact, to ask critical questions about their future in this country for economic growth, young entrepreneurs, entertainers.
Youth Minister Lisa Hanna, guest speaker at the Money Talk Hackathon, will be the Minister of Finance, Dr. Peter Phillips. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.